Okay, I want to talk about something I haven't specifically mentioned before. And it's very important to understand this. Because once you start thinking this way, you're going to start to see more of the truth. Once you start to examine what these morons talk about, right? The big thing that you've been hearing over the past several years related to the pumping of precious metals is, and I'll get into some ramifications here in the future, but let me just go ahead and mention this in a few seconds and I'll move on. You look at what's happened in the oil market, collapse in oil prices. I'm not going to get into the details of that, but the bottom line is this. You're talking about a huge resource more directly linked to the dollar than any other commodity, although all commodities are essentially linked to the dollar. But it's a commodity, crude oil, that we rely on for economic growth. And it is largely determined by the price, that is, by demand and supply. But of course, there is some short-term manipulation. Bottom line is this. That's a commodity that's collapsed in price, much like the vast majority of commodities over the past few years. And you're looking now at gold. What's keeping gold up? Gold is still elevated excessively. I can guarantee you that. And you don't really have much of a demand based upon economic need. The primary thing keeping gold prices up is psychology. It's all these gold charlatans out there pumping out all this doomsday bullshit information. And once they figure out, once the dummies out there who have fallen for this crap figure out that the price is only going to go down for many years, once they finally see that, and once they realize that there's been no crisis out there over the past several years, be it in any country, that's helped the price of gold go up, right? They keep talking about this, Cyprus, Russia, Greece, Portugal. Oh my God, buy gold. Market's going to crash. Yeah, right. Once they figure this out, the obvious, then you're going to see the price of gold go back down, way down. Okay? So, here's the deal, folks. Now, I'm going to go on to the main point. Main point is you hear all these gold-pumping morons, almost none of which have any real credible investment experience and insight at all. Okay? And you got to understand, most of these gold pumpers, especially the old guys, they got blown out. They got blown out in the 70s and 80s when they bought gold at the peak. And it came down by 70%, 60%, right? Sat there at $200-$300 for 20 years in the 80s, in the 90s, early part of 2000. They've been sitting around desperately waiting, you see? And they come out of the woodworks recently. That's what's going on. So that's why you got all these old buzzards out there, you know, these fucking morons that, you know, that all of a sudden now you wonder where the hell they come from. That's what happened to them. Okay? Anyway, so part of the propaganda put forward to brainwash these naive individuals who don't really understand investments, and so they cling on to gold because they hear these numbskull arguments by these numbskulls and gold-pumping con men. Part of these arguments are, you know, you've heard this Dow Jones gold ratio, right? That doesn't even have any relevance. The Dow is based on U.S. dollar-denominated assets, right? Right? The Dow gold ratio really only had a mild amount of notability when we were on a gold standard, right? We haven't been on the gold standard for decades. So that this Dow gold ratio, it's just stupid. If you don't see it, you're not thinking clearly. Okay? I mean, you can point to it as some type of a thing, but it's not something that you should even consider. It's a minor thing that doesn't really have any relevance since we've been off the gold standard. Okay. And then, of course, you've got other numbskulls out there, and the person that the numbskull who portrays this the most, Peter Schiff, he talks about gold in different currency standards, right? He talks about the Dow. So whenever you know people say, well, you know, Peter, the gold is down, or the Dow is down. Say, well, not in terms of Zimbabwe dollars, you know, or you know, not in terms of the peso. He'll bring up some other stupid currency. Folks, let me explain something to you. You can take virtually any asset you want, and you can always make a case. Either it went up or it went down relative to a currency that you found, right? I mean, that's like a charlatan tactic. Do you understand this? Unbelievable. Unbelievable how none of these numbskulls, his buddies in the same tribe in the media, they never bring this point up. When Peter Schiff tells you to buy gold, does he say, well, you should buy it if you live in Europe with the euros, or if you live in Japan with the yen? No, he doesn't do that, does he? But when gold comes down, conveniently, he'll tell you, well, there's other currencies, you know, there's many currencies that gold is actually up in. So, in other words, he's not telling you those currencies to buy it in. You understand, folks? You understand the gimmick there? In addition to that, you say, well, okay, well, if I buy it in yen, you know how much it should cost to transact? First, you got to do a currency exchange. You think that's cheap? You think that's free? Right? And then you got to buy gold, and then you're going to sell your gold at some point, and then you got to reconvert it into the currency. Why would you even sell it, right? Peter Schiff's telling you that someday you might be able to, you know, when the currencies all collapse, you can use your gold to buy things. And you'll be in the front of the gas line because gas station owners will prefer gold, right? I mean, come on, folks. You know, it's funny that people like Mr. Schiff talk about gold preserving the value of the currency. They don't tell you about the commission that you're paying. In other words, they don't factor that in, right? So if you're telling someone that gold is going to preserve your purchasing power, your currency, don't you think you need to add in that, oh, and by the way, you know, you will have to pay 8% or whatever, right? That's going to knock the purchasing power of your currency down immediately. Immediately. Right? And, you know, in terms of this gold preserving a currency, purchasing power, well, it doesn't look like it's done so to me. Right? So, anyway, folks, you need to wake up and stop falling for salesmen. Okay? Because the media is going to air these clowns, irrespective of their credibility, irrespective of their lack of bias. And they're not going to question them. Okay? They're not going to question them. You need to open your eyes, open your mind, and think clearly. Okay?